And now, this week in Charleston history. December 16, 1891, Reverend Daniel Jenkins founded the Orphan Aid Society for Black Children in Charleston. The orphanage was located on Magazine Street in the old Marine Corps Hospital and today is on Leeds Avenue in North Charleston. December 17, 1677, the Grand Council voted that Charlestown should move to the peninsula to its present-day location. The settlers referred to the area as Oyster Point. Also on December 17, 1803, foreign trade was reopened. More than 40,000 enslaved Africans would be imported into South Carolina during the next 4 years. The African slave trade was outlawed by the federal government of the United States, and the law took effect on January 1, 1808. Charleston was the largest port of entry for enslaved Africans, followed by Annapolis, Maryland, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, New York, New York, and Boston, Massachusetts. Slavery was not just a Southern institution. December 19, 1774, during the elections, Francis Salvador was elected to the first Provincial Congress of the 96th District, the first Jewish person elected to office in the American colonies. Francis Salvador also became the first Jewish person killed in the American Revolution. December 19, 1828, the South Carolina legislature adopted the Exposition and Protest, secretly written by Vice President John C. Calhoun, which argued about the unconstitutionality of the Tariff of Abominations because it favored manufacturing over commerce and agriculture. Calhoun believed the tariff power could only be used to generate revenue, not to provide protection from foreign competition for American industries. He believed that the people of the state, or acting in a democratically elected convention, had the retained power to veto any act of the federal government which violated the Constitution. On December 20th, 1860, on this day, a secession convention took place at the St. Andrew Society Hall on Broad Street in Charleston. South Carolina unanimously adopted an ordinance dissolving the connection between South Carolina and the United States of America. The document was signed that evening at the South Carolina Institute Hall on Meeting Street. The members of the South Carolina legislature signed the Ordinance of Secession, officially removing the state of South Carolina from the Union and establishing an independent republic, ultimately called the Confederate States of America. An attorney, James Pettigrew, a Unionist, was unhappy with secession and said,
"South Carolina is too small for a republic and too large for an insane asylum."
And finally, December 22, 1773, the ship Magna Carta arrived in Charleston. To make sure there was not a Charleston version of the Boston Tea Party, in the pre-dawn hours, British customs officials offloaded the 257 chests of tea and stored them in the basement of the Exchange Building. They informed the public that the tea would remain locked away and any attempt to remove it would be met by force. The tea, though, was eventually seized and sold in 1776 to pay for the defenses of Charleston during the American Revolution. And that's this week in Charleston history, exclusively on The Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.